Welcome back to episode 6 of Chicks on Christmas Flicks, where we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. I'm KL Brady, the solo chick for now. My partner in crime will be joining us soon. I promise they are not phantom people. They are real people. But we've all just got so much going on right now. But we will get it together soon, and we're working out the logistics. So I promise you, guest chicks coming soon. Don't be surprised if you hear a guest in the next episode or two. And my plan is definitely to have at least 2 or 3 guests on when Lifetime drops their movie Christmas list, Up TV drops their movie Christmas list, like another network did this past week. And we'll talk about that in a minute. If you didn't listen to our last episode, the big number 5, please go check it out. It's all about Christmas mysteries. A list of 9 to definitely watch, okay? Today, I'm going to talk about movies with unique plots, as far as I'm concerned, right? Some are a little different, some are a little weird. One, I can tell you, based on the network, it's going to be highly, highly unexpected, okay? But I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. Don't move a muscle. I can't wait to get into my list. Before I do that, I've got a couple things. First of all, I just want to say thank you for everyone out there who continues to listen to me blather on about Christmas movies. Honestly, this is one of my favorite things to do. It is so relaxing for me. It is so much fun for me. It is definitely a release. If you haven't noticed, I'm a truly committed fan. I've always said I'm going to make this show, whether I make it for one person, if that person's me, or if I have, 1,000 people listening. And again, looking at my listeners, I can tell the same people, you guys are hanging with me. You're coming back, episode after episode. So I am so grateful that you join me. Okay. I'm grateful that you take time out of your lives, because I know we don't all have time, especially given my insane job and insane high stress, constantly under deadline work schedule. I'm literally under a deadline today. Not literally, because I would be under a deadline, but I have a deadline as we speak and probably should be downstairs in my office, but I am upstairs recording the podcast. So I'm really excited. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. Please tell others that love Christmas movies about it, if you think they'll enjoy it. Okay. Again, unique movie list. But first, I've got a couple bits of ho, ho, ho holiday headlines. Okay. First of all, let's give it up for Hallmark. Okay. They released, count them, 40 Christmas and holiday movies. Now, I say holiday and Christmas because I'm guessing there's going to be a mix, right? They've got the Hanukkah movies, like last year they had like double holiday. So Hanukkah movies, Christmas, New Year's. So I'm thinking it's going to be a mix. So that's why I'm calling it Christmas and holiday movies. But I hear there's going to be 23 on the Hallmark Channel, 17 on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, 40. I mean, I can't wait. I think that equals the number that they kicked out last year, which is awesome. Like, if they get over 40, we know they're in like super production. some of these movies had already been filmed before the pandemic. Okay, so if you're wondering like why all these people are going to have COVID-19, no, a lot of them were filmed before the pandemic, and some of them are being filmed right now. But of course, people are being quarantined and they're taking all the precautions. So that's really great. I am not going to lie. Okay. In case you didn't know, I'm black, right? I'm just saying, black lover of TV Christmas movies, all of them. I don't care. But when I saw the list coming out of Hallmark this year, I was like, what? that diversity is crazy. It's awesome. It's amazing, but it is crazy. Again, kind of a shock. I saw, of course, you know, some of our favorites like Holly Robinson. You know, I think she's in Christmas in Evergreen 4, is that? I don't know, 4 or 5. I don't know, but they've got so many. But anyway, whatever Christmas in Evergreen is coming out this year, of course, she's back for that. Yay. I think she's also in another one. I didn't catch the name of it, but, you know, I'm actually going to go through, like, all the movies when they come out. My plan is to do, like, 2 or 3 shows where I went once Lifetime and UpTV released their list. Then I'm going to combine them, and then we're going to do a list of 2 or 3 or 2 or 3 shows before the Christmas season that kind of highlight the stuff that we're looking forward to seeing during the 2020 Christmas season, okay, starting in October. So look for those shows in September, because normally those lists come out like at the end of August. I know this, I mean, because, you know, of course, I look for these lists every year. Anyway, and I told you I'm the Christmas queen of my Facebook group, right? So I'm always the first one to know about what's coming out for Christmas. Anyway, so Holly Robinson's coming back. Rukia Bernard, who we know from the winter love stories, right? The black person from the winter love stories. And then we also know her from Christmas in Evergreen, where she had that cute relationship with the cute dude with the sweaters. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I don't know if she's going to get a feature role. To me, I'm hoping the fact that we saw her picture, like, prominently featured, it means that finally they're going to wind up this relationship between her. And that is going to be the feature of this, of Christmas in Evergreen. I can always dream, right? It may not happen, but I think Rukia has done her time. She is ready for a starring role in a Hallmark movie. If anybody's gonna get one, she should get one, okay? And then I saw another one with Crystal Joy Brown in A Royal Holiday. Crystal Joy Brown, black woman, A Royal Holiday in a Hallmark movie. I'm just saying, okay? Can we thank Meghan Markle for that one? I don't know, but if we can, thank you, Meghan. I appreciate it. You know, black people have been royalty too. They are royalty today. So it's really nice to see royal stories with black people. Okay, the list goes on. There's more. There's so much more out there, and I cannot wait to run it down. I will say, in the past couple of years, Lifetime has been the one with the most diverse listing of Christmas movies. Seriously, like, at least half are diverse movies in some fashion, whether they be, you know, Hanukkah, whether they feature African-American characters, whether they feature, you know, gay characters in the background, never as, you know, lead characters. That's kind of how, you know, black people have been. We've always been the best friends, right? We're generally never featured as the starring characters. But it was good to see them add people in the mix. But Lifetime really kicked it up a level. And I think, in that regard, Hallmark is kind of pulling up the rear, but I don't care. As long as they pull it up and we get some mixes, I'm fine with it. All right. So then the second piece of my ho-ho-ho holiday headlines is I got to give a shout out to Jeremy Jordan, the star of Holly and Ivy, who liked my tweet about the film. Okay. So he's starring in a Hallmark movie and he liked my tweet. Put those together. That's exciting, because I have, like, I don't know, a half a follower. So the fact that he even saw it, I'm shocked. And then to actually like it, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So, you know, he's going to be my favorite, and you know, I'm going to be talking about Holly and Ivy. I don't care what it could stink to the high heavens. I'm gonna love it. I'm just saying, that's how I roll. Okay, you tweet me, you retweet me, we are friends for life. All right. And then in my last piece of ho-ho-ho holiday news, Allie Liebert. Okay. This girl works, first of all. Can we just say? This girl works hard. And she is like a lot of times the white best friend, but she's been like recently in the past few years starring in movies. And then so she starred in A Gift to Remember 1 and 2. And now I hear that she's in a Christmas movie with a lesbian couple that is being shopped at Netflix right now, and they're hoping to get it on to Lifetime or Hallmark. Okay. Again, shocker for me, the movie is called A Holiday I Do, and it is a cookie cutter Christmas movie that just happens to have gay characters in the lead, okay? And they do the stuff. Can I just say this for a second? I'm gonna get on a soapbox and I'm gonna hurry up and get off, okay? For me, I'm Black. The more diversity, the better. I love it. And it's not just Black diversity that I wanna see. I wanna see everybody. I wanna see Asians. I wanna see Latinas. I wanna see gay couples. I wanna see everybody. Cause you know what? At the end of the day, we are just people who have Christmas experiences and we want to see those reflected on film. We're just normal people. For anyone who's white who's listening, I just want you to know, every year I put up a Christmas tree. Every year I try to put a train around the Christmas tree. I have one. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm just saying. I put up Christmas decorations. I hang lights on the front of my house. I sit down and have hot cocoa, but my marshmallows melt. Okay. I sit down and watch Christmas movies in pajamas. Okay. I go out on dates. I look starry-eyed at the guy I'm dating. You know, there are things you don't see that I do on the movie. But I mean, we all have these basic Christmas experiences that you see on the film, but you know, we're not portrayed. It's as if you show a Black character, you have to show something different. Or if you show a gay character, you have to. No, if you watch a Black movie, a movie featuring Black characters, you're going to see the same stuff that you see in the movies featuring white characters. It's just going to be Black people instead of white people or Latina characters instead. So don't think that, oh, because it's different characters, that you're going to see something different. You're going to have a different experience. No, it's going to be the exact same. It's going to be similar scripts. It's going to be similar visuals, okay? There's going to be a Christmas event. You're going to see snow and snowball fights. And, you know, you're going to see people dance awkwardly. Well, if they're Black, you're probably not going to see awkward dancing. You're probably going to see, like, really good dancing. But I'm just saying, these are the things that you're going to see. What do people think they're going to see when they actually watch a Black Christmas movie? This is it. We have crazy families. We have funny stories. We all do. Everybody does. And this is what is going to get portrayed. If you see a lesbian couple on a Christmas movie, they're going to be doing Christmas stuff. They're not going to be, you know, it's not going to be deep and heavy. And they're going to be decorating trees and eating hot cocoa and making hot apple cider and having unmelting marshmallows. And, you know, they're going to be dipping into Folgers to make coffee. It's going to be the same. So don't, please, just watch. It's all going to be the same. You're not going to be like, your mind's not going to explode from the differences. We have the same Christmas experiences. So just enjoy it, no matter who it is. It's not heavy. We love these stories. We live these stories. I write these stories, okay? Anyone who wants to see themselves in a Christmas movie should be able to see themselves in it, okay? Now, I'm getting off my soapbox. Christmas is for everyone. Everybody. Okay. And on that note, I am going to get into my list of movies with unique plots in no particular order. Again, this is not like my favorites list where I would list like, you know, 10 to 1 and 1 is my favorite. Like, this is just 10 movies on a list. But the thing about this list is I love all of these movies. I'm mentioning them because I love them and I want you to watch them. Take extra care to watch them. If you're like me and you watch movies all year round, catch it on Amazon Prime or Netflix. Amazon Prime has most of these movies. Or Hallmark Movies Now has some of these movies. But catch them. That's the whole point. Okay? All right. Now, into my list. My number one movie is The Christmas Connection. Okay? Hallmark Movies. Brooke Burns, we all know her from Undercover Bridesmaids and The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Tom Everett Scott, we know him from so many movies, but I can still hear him in That Thing You Do, that Tom Hanks movie, right? Okay, so what makes this movie unique? Here's what makes it unique. First of all, stewardess, journalist. We don't see that combination very often, right? So the stewardess takes an unaccompanied minor under her wing, okay? No pun intended. Wing, get it? That's pre-coffee. I have not had coffee yet. You should be impressed, okay? So then there's kind of like this Bermuda Triangle of stuff going on, right? The dad's a journalist who needs a story. She gets stranded in Chicago and she has a story. He learns a piece of that story and decides he's going to investigate it. And then it evolves kind of from this kind of emerging romance to a mystery, right? And it's super layered, right? And then in the midst of this mystery, like, this woman who flies all over the world and enjoys Christmases in Jamaica and Bali and all these places, she actually just stays in the United States and just enjoys a regular traditional Christmas with all the traditional activities, the cookie baking, the wearing of the reindeer antlers, which I have a pair. I'm just saying, and I do wear them. That might be worth a video podcast. I'm not saying I'm gonna do it, but it's possible because I do have the reindeer antlers. Anyway, so for me, very layered movie, different because, again, stewardess, journalist, a Christmas love story, a couple of Christmas love stories. Definitely a must watch. I give this between 4 and 5 Christmas trees, okay? Definitely on my top 10 list of movies. I think in episode 1 or episode 2, top 10 list for all Hallmark movies. Okay. Love this movie. Unique storyline. Must watch. Okay. Second on my list. So that was the first on my list, which is A Christmas Connection. The second one is A Christmas Love Story with Kristen Chenoweth from Wicked on Broadway. Okay. I just recently saw Wicked last year. Loved it. I can only imagine I would have really loved it if Kristen had been in the movie. In the play. But what I will say is if you get a chance to go see Wicked, go see it. It doesn't matter who's playing it. They're amazing. Okay? So, Kristen Chenoweth from Wicked. And then, why is this one unique? Okay, so if I tell you what's unique about this movie, I'm going to have to give away the plot, and we know that I do not do spoilers. But what I will say is that this is a Hallmark movie, and we have an expectation for kind of the sweetness, the, you know, not complex, not complicated story, and this movie is both sweet, Christmassy, but also complex. It has a little bit of heft in the storyline, okay? It's a little heavy. And it is 1,000,000% worth the watch. A little messy, but messy inside this beautiful, beautiful Christmas story. I loved it. And with this great Christmas music, which I love, you know, and she can sing her face off, okay? She's one of those that can sing her face off. So, what I will say, the family history story and all of that part of this movie is messy in the best way. That is what makes it unique, because we know Hallmark does not do this kind of messy. So, must watch movie. I give this 4.5 Christmas trees. Borderline 5. Very close to 5. I don't know why I wouldn't give it a 5, except for it wasn't funnier, I think. That's probably my reason. Because you know I love funny. So for me, it's got to have a little more funny to be a 5. But that's a 4.5. Easy. And it's one I will easily watch again and again. Okay, so A Christmas Love Story is my number 2. Number 3, The Mistletoe Promise. Hallmark movie again. I promise there are going to be others on the list. But Hallmark movie again. The Mistletoe Promise stars Jamie King and Luke McFarlane. Now, most of you know him. I know him. Where I love him most from is A Birthday Wish with Jesse Schramm, right? Love him and her in that movie together. But I'm here to actually tell you, The Mistletoe Promise, this is actually one where you need to read the book. I actually read the book when I heard the movie was coming out. So I read the book first and then I watched the movie. And what I can tell you is you need to read that book. This is, and there are plenty of times when the book is like super duper different from what the movie is. I don't really have a problem with that. You know, I realize there are some things in order to make a movie, you might like the core of something, or you might like the relationships, or you might like kind of the theme of something, and you can't make a complete movie on that. I get it, okay? I don't think that's a problem. But in this time, I would say you have to read that book. That book is so good. It's Christmassy, it's slightly heavy, but not, well, no, it's slightly heavy, but then it's Christmassy and uplifting, and I walked away from that book feeling so good. You will not get the same feeling from the movie. And so what I will say is the book is way better than the movie. So the link to the book is in my show notes. Please read that book. You will never probably look at the movie the same, but the book is so good. I read it in one day, in one sitting, maybe 4 hours. It's novella length, so it's not like a full-blown 75,000 word or 80,000 word novel. It's probably about 40 or 50,000 words. But trust me on this, you want to read this book. So that is why this is on the list. Mistletoe Promise, it's a unique premise, super unique. And the book is amazing. I give the book 5 Christmas trees. Solid 5, seriously. Read it. Check out my Christmas notes for the link. All right. Number 4 on my list is A Christmas Movie Christmas. Up TV. And right now, this is on Hallmark Movies Now. Okay? So if you want to watch it, you can watch it today if you're like me and you subscribe to everything and its mother, Christmas movies and Hallmark. All right. So the movie stars Lena McKissick, I'm sorry, I hope I don't slaughter the names, and Kimberly Dougherty, okay? Why is this a unique movie? And I'll say again, I have not had coffee yet, so like my mouth is not like totally forming words correctly. So this movie is about two sisters, right? So they're kind of unhappy, like in their normal lives, for different reasons. They're unhappy. One's kind of not happy about relationships. The other one's not happy professionally. And so what happens, and one, you know, kind of can't stand Christmas movies, and the other one loves them, and they go to sleep and they wake up in a Christmas movie. And it's a Christmas movie about being in a Christmas movie. I mean, I've not seen that before. I pride myself on having seen just about everything that's out there. That's very unique, okay? And so they're in this Christmas movie and they play on every Christmas movie trope out there. The giant Christmas tree and the baking, the sweet mom, the parents, the the guy, the sweet guy who comes out of nowhere and sweeps them off their feet, you know, just every trope you can imagine. But it is done in such a clever and funny way. Honestly, one of my favorites. I love this. And then it's kind of got this Groundhog Day element, right? Where they kind of keep living this day over and over and over and over again until they kind of figure out how to get it right. Again, this is a first. We've seen other kind of like Groundhog Day movies. For instance, like, I want to say like Snow Globe, right? With Christina Milian, where she kind of went into the snow globe every day to live the perfect Christmas and all that kind of stuff. Until she kind of figured out how to get her life right. So we've seen the Groundhog Day theme. But to me, this was unique because it was a movie about being in a Christmas movie. That has not been done before. I love it. Again, you can watch it today on Hallmark Movies Now, or you can catch it on UpTV during the holiday season. Okay? But you must watch. I give this one a solid 4 to 4.5 Christmas trees. Okay? Love it. Number 5 on my list is Christmas Cupcakes. This is an UpTV movie, but you can see it right now on Amazon Prime. And if you're a Prime member, you can watch it for free. Awesome. This one has Cindy Busby. We know her from the Godwink movies. Okay. The second one. Sorry about that. And then also from the Unleashing Darcy movies and the whole wedding movie. So she was in that. And then Erin Karpluck, we know her from the Magic Christmas Shoes on Lifetime. But she's also the redhead from the Fixer Upper Mysteries, which I love. I don't know. You may love them. I love the Fixer Upper Mysteries. And then I also remember her from Miracle, right? The first one, I think. She was the redhead in that one. Where there was some really good actual Christmas drama in that movie. That was pretty solid drama for a Christmas movie. But anyway, so why is this one unique? Okay. So, Christmas Cupcakes. First sight, you may look at this and you may say, oh God, here's another movie about Christmas baking. Carla, I think we've been there, done that, seen that, okay? But you haven't seen it this way. What makes this movie unique is that it is the same in that there is a baking contest, but it is done reality show style. Literally, it is a reality show inside of a Christmas movie. Another unique twist for UpTV, okay? So, you know how like in reality TV, they have like the stars of the reality, the TV show come out and they do these like snarky comments on the side or between clips to explain like what's going on in the show, what they were thinking, all of that kind of stuff. Well, that's what they do, but they show everything in this movie. It is so funny, so fresh, a super fresh take on Christmas movies. And I will say that UpTV, when it comes to fresh takes on Christmas movies, UpTV, I think, is trying to corner the market there. Season's Greetings, Christmas on the Coast, A Christmas Movie Christmas, and Christmas Cupcakes. All of those I would consider very unique plots, different twists, very fresh takes on Christmas movies that you know and love, okay? So all of them I would give between 4 and 5 stars, closer to 5. This is another one of those. I would say solidly a 4, probably easing up towards 4.5. Christmas trees. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to take a really quick break, but I'll be back with the rest of my list, including one highly unexpected pick, especially given the network. Hint, hint. It's a Hallmark movie. We'll be right back.
Now available on paperback and an ebook, the hilarious romantic comedy The 12 Days of Christmas by USA Today bestselling author K.L. Brady. Both recovering from heartbreak, Gabby and Dave fall for each other after Dave sends a misdirected text message to the wrong woman. but it's a comedy of errors when they try to meet face to face. Murphy's Law strikes and they may never see or speak to each other again. However, Gabby thinks Dave may be the one, so she accepts the mission to unite them before Christmas Day. Now she's got 8 days and 12 Daves to find the man of her dreams. But Dave is hiding something. 3 big things. Even if Gabby finds him, will his secrets keep them apart? Rediscover all the joy and wonder of the Christmas season when you pick up this heartwarming story today. To find out more about the 12 Daves of Christmas, visit klbradyauthor.com or pick up your copy at Amazon, Apple, Kobo, or Barnes & Noble today.
Welcome back to Chicks on Christmas Flicks. I'm KL Brady, and today I'm running down my favorite list of Christmas movies with what I consider to be unique plots, okay? Unique plots and storylines, all right? So I'm gonna dig right back into my list. Okay, so in my number 5 slot, I had Christmas Cupcakes from Up TV. In my number 6 slot, and this is my unexpected pick, okay? From the network you wouldn't figure it came from. And that is Love at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, okay? It stars Autumn Reeser and Antonio Cupo. Now, I love them both. As a matter of fact, this is the movie that I kind of fell in love with Autumn Reeser movies, right? And the second movie would be Country Wedding. Between like this one and that one, like I became a huge Autumn Reeser fan, okay? So, I'm gonna get to why this is an unexpected pick and why it's unusual for Hallmark in 1 minute. So what makes this movie unique and different? Well, first of all, it's about a Thanksgiving Day parade, okay? We really don't see a lot of parade movies. Certainly not before it, and definitely not a whole lot after. So what I'm thinking of Rachel Boston, right? She did the one with the Rose Parade or something like that. But there's not a lot of parade movies. So that you have this kind of parade organizer, and like this suit comes down and has to decide whether it's worth the money that they spend every year of having a Thanksgiving Day parade. Of course it's worth it. Duh. So we kind of know how that's going to end. But here's what makes it kind of an unexpected pick in my unique twist, right? So I don't know how many of you have noticed this, but a whole lot of wine gets poured in Hallmark movies. Lots and lots and lots of wine gets poured. You know, some of that Jingle and Joy wine from the Hallmark collection is going to get poured in that movie in the coming up season. But so much wine, so little drunkenness. Nobody gets toasted. Seriously, everybody's responsible. They have a sip here, a sip there. Nobody gets drunk. Except if you think about it, in this Thanksgiving Day movie, Autumn Reeser gets twisted in this movie. And not only does she get twisted, like she gets twisted and does karaoke. We don't see that in Christmas movies. We don't see people going through like personal drama, getting drunk. Okay, fine. She gets drunk off like an ounce of champagne. That's beside the point. The point is she got drunk. She went up and did karaoke and then she threw up on somebody's shoes. I mean, for me, this has to be one of my most relatable and favorite moments of any Christmas movie ever. Okay. So think about that. Drunk in a Hallmark movie. It doesn't happen. That is why that is unique. That is why you need to watch and enjoy Love at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, okay? Not only that, but the breakup is pretty hilarious. She plays that breakup perfectly. Perfect. I love that movie, I swear. So for me, that's like 4.5 Christmas trees. Easy. Easy. Okay. Now, I'm coming up on number 7. Kind of got to hurry this up. I'm sorry I won't be able to go into a lot of detail, but I got to go to work. I got to go work downstairs in my office. All right. So, my number 7 movie is Christmas a la Mode, and it is a Lifetime movie. Okay? I love this movie, and it's super unique. Okay, it stars Katie LeClerc, who you probably know from Cloudy with a Chance of Love, and Michael Rady, I think, was in this one. I think it comes on tonight on Hallmark. Hopefully I'll get this published in time. And when I say tonight, like, you'll be able to watch it at 9 o'clock on Hallmark Drama. Okay? Love that movie. Anyway, she stars with Ryan Cooper, who I think is kind of new and an up-and-coming star, but he is adorable. Okay? If you want to drool a little bit, like, turn on this movie. He's super cute. Right now, it is on Amazon Prime for purchase. It's not free. I own this movie from way back, so I can watch it whenever I want to. That's how much I love this movie. It's one of those I watch all year long. Anyway, so what makes this movie unique? Okay, it's about saving a family farm, right? You hear that and you're like, eh, we've done it before. Done that. Been there, done that, right? But here's what's unique. What we've not seen is that the farm is a cow farm and that the family makes ice cream, okay? And then, so Katie's family makes ice cream. She meets hunka burning love Ryan Cooper, whose family makes pies, apple pies, nom nom, Christmas a la Mode. You do the math, okay? Just saying. Do the math. Watch this movie. Watch it. I love it. Again, I own it. No shame, no judgment, okay? I own it. I watch it all the time. All right, so in my number 7 slot is Christmas a la Mode, and my number 8 slot is Rent an Elf. And this is an Ion movie. I'm not sure, like, it's probably on Amazon. I can't imagine that it's not on Amazon Prime. And I can't imagine that it's not free. Love this movie, though. Super, super cute. Now, when we see Elf movies, right? Here, Elf. When I heard Rent an Elf, I thought, oh, here we go. Another elf coming from the North Pole, living a secret life, right? It's not that. See? Already a unique twist. So the twist in this movie is that the elf is actually a real person who rents herself out as an elf to help people make Christmas when they wouldn't otherwise make great Christmases for their family, right? So she does all the organizing, the decorating, whatever the events, you know, takes them out to Christmas activities, you know, she sets all that up so people have a wonderful holiday. She meets this single dad who wants to give this perfect Christmas to his son who's struggled because his mother's left, right? So single dad, kid, and then we have the rent-a-elf. Okay, so unique in that the elf is not from North Pole living a secret life, first of all. The second thing is it's an interracial couple. I think this was my first time really seeing an interracial couple in a movie, in a Christmas movie. Again, all the Christmas trimmings, cookie cutter Christmas movie, but interracial couple. Like, I was kind of surprised by that. And it was good. It was so funny. So, Rent an Elf, Ion movie, probably for rent on Amazon Prime. Go check it out. Loved it. Okay, so then my number 9 movie is Naughty or Nice. Hallmark movie, Hilary Burton. So, Naughty or Nice. You hear that? You hear Santa's List. Okay, so why is this movie so unusual? So this grown woman, her name is Chrissy Kringle, and somebody accidentally mails her Santa's Naughty or Nice book, right? So she's got this book and she figures out it's got powers. And of course, instead of using the powers for good, she uses them for evil. Well, okay, so maybe not evil so much as selfish reasons, right? And if you're looking at the movie, it's definitely stuff you would say is justifiable. Like, she's just not, like, arbitrarily evil and doing mean things to people. She's kind of reacting to things that are happening to her and stuff like that. So, but I thought that was, like, a really cute, unique take. So, that's one of the reasons I really love this movie. It's funny. She is hilarious in this movie. It's a different take on a story. And, again, fresh. It's definitely a fresh story. Like, it's not something that you typically see. Now, since that movie has come out, now we have another movie on Lifetime that is kind of similar, and it's called A Date by Christmas Eve. And instead of the Naughty or Nice book, there's an app, right? So they kind of brought it up. Well, so these movies were made a few years apart. The Hallmark gets the nod because it came first. But, you know, the whole A Date by Christmas Eve with the app is actually really cute as well. So I recommend both of them, but give the nod to Hallmark for Naughty or Nice, okay? Definitely one I can watch over and over again. I would call this a solid 4 Christmas trees, probably 4.5, okay? Love it. And my last movie for today is a Freeform movie, and it's called No Sleep Till Christmas. Now, what I will say about Freeform has some great romantic comedies, but they come on at, like, you either gotta catch it, like, at the crack of dawn, like, at 7 or 8 in the morning, or you gotta catch it at, like, 1 a.m., and they usually start playing them in October, but then they really play them during the 25 Days of Christmas for Freeform, okay? That's one of those things. The network has changed names, but that's one of the things they have continued, the 25 Days of Christmas, which I think starts, like, at the beginning of December, like December 1st, right? So it takes a long time for them to kick in with their Christmas movies. But I think starting in October, if you're up at 1 a.m., and you can turn it to Freeform, you may catch one of their romantic Christmas movies. And they have a lot. This is one of them. But they have, like, Christmas in Boston, the Snow Movies. They have a bunch of different stuff that comes on. A lot of really cute, funny movies. But again, they come on in the middle of the night. So unless you, like, set your DVR to watch them during the day, which is what I do, then you're gonna miss it. So watch this. So that's how I found No Sleep Till Christmas. That was a long way around to tell you that. So that's how I found No Sleep Till Christmas. I just happened to be up in the crack of dawn. Nothing was on the other channels that I wanted to watch. I turned to Freeform. Boom, here this movie was. It is so good. I could not go to sleep. I could not change the channel. So cute. So what's it about and what makes it unique? First of all, we have a husband and wife duo, Odette and Dave Annabelle. Okay, I've never seen them before in anything. They've been in stuff, but I hadn't seen them in anything. Because, you know, mostly I watch romantic comedies and Christmas stuff. So if you are not in either one of those, I'm probably not going to see you a lot. Anyway, what makes this movie unique? So, a bartender and a businesswoman walk into a bar. Okay, that is not the premise for a joke. It's actually the premise for this movie. So what happens is these characters are suffering from insomnia. And the only way they figure out, in kind of a funny way, that the only way they can sleep is if they're together. I mean, so that it's not, like, romantic together, but they gotta be, like, sharing the same space in order to get a good night's sleep. Both of them have these high pressure things going on in their lives, and they need sleep. And so that's how they're constantly pulled together, because they figured out they can sleep together and they don't sleep otherwise. What's also interesting, the added layer of complication, is that at least one of these characters is in a relationship. So imagine having to get out of bed with your significant other because you gotta go sleep, literally sleep with that other person so you can sleep. So that is kind of the crux of the story, right? Now it is set in a Christmas time and it is a Christmas setting. It's not your typical Christmas movie, which is probably why it's on Freeform and not like Lifetime or Hallmark, right? It does not have the classic Christmas trimmings, but it is a sweet movie. It is, it does have a little Christmassy element and it's funny, definitely funny. And it's one that you try to figure out, how is this going to end? Like, I could not sleep until I figured out how it ended, right? Because that's such an unusual plot line. Okay, so I give this a solid 4 Christmas trees, probably going up to 4.5. Okay, not your typical Christmas movie, but one you will absolutely enjoy if you take the time and invest to watch it. All right. That is going to wind up my show for today. So in my next show, I'm planning on having a little fun unless Lifetime and UpTV come out with their Christmas list, their Christmas movie list for the year, because those will take up, I'm sure, 2 to 3 shows to really get into depth about what we're going to watch and why. Okay. But barring that happening, I'm going to have another fun show, right? So my first fun show was Fa La 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 Flubs, which I think was episode 4. Okay. And so in episode 7, it's going to be another fun show. And this is going to be, just hear me out, the Christmas TV Christmas movies that I absolutely will not refuse to watch year after year, and for absolutely ridiculous, absurd reasons. Okay. So that's going to be my fun take, because I have these weird things about certain movies I just will not watch. And the reason, even as I say it to myself, I'm like, are you seriously, Carla? Are we really not going to watch this movie for that reason? Really? And yes, I refuse and I will not. And it's absurd. And most of these movies are adorable and cute, or, you know, I assume they are. So because some of them I've watched and I will not watch again. And then other ones I refuse to watch on principle. So I'm going to share that list of movies with you in hopes that it makes you go watch them and tell me I'm being ridiculous for not watching them. Okay. Awesome. So that's it for today. Thank you to my music and show editor, Will B. He created all my custom music for the show. He's on IG at mancavemusic25. Until next time, remember, at Chicksong Christmas Flicks, we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. Please don't forget to subscribe and tell your Christmas movie loving friends about this show. See you next time.